What she said there in the end, you know, as she was speaking, Master Roy stepped into the studio. And I'll tell you one thing, the first thing I thought about, immediately you see, yeah, that's a military man because of the way that he's so upstanding as he walks in, dressed absolutely perfectly, you know, this is out of uniform, obviously. And long time retired, Stanley Roy Archer. Good evening. How are you? Welcome back to the programme, by the way. Good evening.
I am fine, thanks.
Good to have you. You look every inch a former military man. You
just,
do.
Just come off your truck a bit. Is that look I want, look I want to feel?
Yeah. I can see that.
Exactly.
Your clothes exquisite. You've got your medal with you as well, pinned to your... And, of course, you've got your poppy as well there.
Yes.
Is it two poppies that you've got there?
It's two poppies. Two poppies, yes.
So you've got...
What colour.
Yeah.
Is one, and then the next one.
Yes.
But there's a lot of reason behind the black one.
So you've got a black poppy and a red poppy with you. Okay, and we'll talk about that in a moment. Okay. Delighted to have you with us.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
I've read your book, which is your biography of being a soldier and whatnot. And let me remember, it was in the 1950s that you represented this country, wasn't it? As a soldier, was it the 1950s?
The end of 50s. But it is the end of 60 coming up. I came to England in the 1954 as a young man. And then you do 2 years, and then you're able to be called up for national service or sign up. But I didn't sign up. I just do the minimum time on back to Civvy Street.
So you were in the military in the 1950s. What do you remember? What do you remember about that time?
I remember everything, because at that time I was much younger. So the brain, and you get up to tricks and sports and tricks you get up to with the youngs of them, and drinking, going out late night, dancing. The time England was just on the march, the move on. It wasn't as what it is today. You know, you saw a lot of dance hall in the West End. You saw, and then African used to be having a lot of dance, your type of music, and of course, followed by the frocks.
but you took part in both types of music. In both types of music.
You look forward to that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
okay.
Then, of course, if you there's always plenty of work about, plenty jobs. You don't have to be out of work. So that is some of the things that we enjoy and so on. Yeah? Okay.
So, Master Roy, there's nothing wrong with your brain. There is absolutely nothing wrong with your brain. Well, it's still as active as it was then.
Well, no, at that time, but then over the years and changes and many, many changes in Britain today, your brain have to either multiply or something like that. You know, you want to go double the speed.
I see. Okay, and thank you very much, Yvonne Archer, for bringing your dad into the studio, not for the first time. Thank you. It's great to see
you. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yeah, your dad looks spiffing. He looks spiffing.
He does. Very proud to see how he's turned up.
tell me this. Does he always look this smart?
Yeah, we had a fight today because he thought that the thermal vest he was wearing underneath his crisp white shirt
very crisp.
Might show through.
Very crisp white shirt.
Details man from the
very
army.
Very well-laundered suit as well. Very well-laundered suit, amongst other things. And I see he's got his Jamaica tie with him. His Jamaica lucky tie, green, yellow and black. And yet he represented Britain in the army, not Jamaica.
No, that's right.
It's a different time, wasn't it?
It was a different time. When he was born, he was automatically a British and Commonwealth citizen. And actually, later on, he can show you his first passport, which tells you exactly that he was British. He came here as a British person. He was drafted as a British citizen, as it were. And there was no doubt in his mind that he was British, yeah, Jamaican, but that was the mother country, right, Dad?
That's correct.
Yeah.
And Master Roy.
Yes, sir.
You were British. Were you regarded as British by your army colleagues? When you joined the army, there weren't very many black soldiers in the British army when you were there.
No, there wasn't many black ones. It's in fact, one time I was moved on to HRQ, the Q, the top place. And then I was the only one black man there, or maybe very few in the regiment. But then because I was was much older, I was more responsible and could give more account of things that to come, things that is happening, and things that will happen, you know. So from the officer down, and remember, I used to drive, although you don't ask me the question yet, an ambulance. And the ambulance, we have some young doctors, and they depend on me for survival for the end of the day and live to see tomorrow, because the bombs and so on and all different kind of things was taking place. And then because I was much older, maybe braver and tougher, then even the doctor depended on me for survival till night come, take him back to the billets, and that's it.
Why were you driving the ambulance? Was that your job as a soldier?
It was. Yes, you have a field ambulance, what is called a field ambulance, yeah? It carry not as much equipment as the civil street, but for quick repairs, quick bandage, to get them back, either hospital or wherever. But it was also very active, it necessary, and that's not the only use of the ambulance. Because it was not war as such between the Turks and the Greek, then it also used to show that you're not taking side on one or the other. If there's somebody sick in the village, they will arrange escort for safety for us to take the ambulance from one point into the village. The doctor will see to that case, or we take them out and they get them off to hospital. So that was another thing that makes me very popular. You go in the village, you get grape, you get anything that is there. They load you up with it, you know. And when I go back to camp, I feel sheer out. All the boys them coming, because I couldn't go outside to buy anything. But I could get everything, anything I want.
So is that where you saw active service in Greece? In Greece, no, during the conflict?
No, not Greece.
Cyprus, obviously, yeah.
Yes.
In Cyprus.
Yeah.
What do you remember about that time in Cyprus, though?
Well, looking back at it, when you're at a job sometime, you cannot really see the outcome or the end of it, or what you will end up as. But as you get bigger and older and more braver, and people start to put more confidence in you. For argument's sake, we have a young doctor. First, he finishes college and he was scared. When I say scared, nervous. After all these years, to get blown up. Never earn a penny. And he says, Archer, take care, you know, I haven't earned any money in Civil Street yet. And he was really, really get on my nerves sometime about it. But we managed, you know, and because I was older and braver, because living in Kingston, you have to be brief.
Of course.
Yes.
Sometimes that's like a war zone as well.
Yes.
Sometimes.
You know, but we managed to get out, and we have a good RSM, and something happened as well about... We were on parade, and the governor of Jamaica, I forget the name of the governor, he was visiting Cyprus. And the only black man there, he came and he stopped. And he was talking to me for nearly 10 minutes. Well, everybody couldn't understand why he's talking to the one black man around. When he gone, I have to remember what he was saying to me to explain from top rank to bottom rank people. But he was the governor of Jamaica one time, if you remember. Governor, I forget the name of the governor, but he was there. Long story, I enjoyed the army, looking back at it now.
Was the governor by any chance Sir Hugh McIntosh Foote? We got there in the end.
Yes.
Thankfully, yes. I've got a computer here that tells me all these things.
Yes.
And Sir Hugh McIntosh Foote.
Yes.
I'm looking at a picture of him to see if I can see a picture of you talking to him.
Yes.
But now, he looks very much like, you know, the Queen's family. Looks like a member of the Queen's family in this photograph that I'm looking at. In any case, lots to talk about.
Yes.
Yvonne, you must be very proud of your father. You must be very proud of him. He's got all these stories to tell that are very unique of serving in the British Army in the 1950s.
Well, you know, the thing is, I knew Dad was in the army when I was tiny and grown up, but he never talked about his experiences. Now that I'm older and, you know, trained in various areas, I figure that he possibly had a bit of post-traumatic stress disorder. I'm not sure why, but it's things like teaching me to drive and the reaction where you might be just driving down the road and think, oh, there's only a bit of plastic bag that's in the road. No, you never, ever drive on top of anything on the road. And that's because in Cyprus, that could have been, what was it, Dad, like a bomb?
A bomb, pressure mine, time bomb, anything wrapped up.
What they call an IED nowadays.
Exactly, So I would learn about these, because obviously he was driving an ambulance, and when you look at the ambulance, come on, it's a Jeep with a bit of canvas over it and some extra bits of metal under the bottom in case they did drive onto a bomb. But it's as I've gotten older, I've seen why he does certain things the way he does them, why everything has to be immaculate in terms of his dress, his haircut, his nails, everything. It's almost like he's a metrosexual, but now I realise it's not that. It's to do with being in the military. Things have to be just so. And growing up, that gave me a lot of discipline as well.
There's a lot to talk about around this, and we'll carry on talking as well. And by the way, you've got one of these poppies that's got a big black centre. Is that a traditional poppy that you're wearing?
Kind of. It's handmade. Dad had more. We've designed him a special one because where we were today for the remembrance ceremony... down in Windrush Square in Brixton, we decided that he should have a black poppy rose, and I couldn't find mine.
We'll talk more about that in a moment as well.